Prominent New York mob family pleads guilty to illegal gambling. Five individuals linked to the Lucchese crime family have admitted to running an unlawful online gambling operation that amassed nearly $25 million over 25 years. Federal prosecutors stated that the betting scheme, known as Rhino Sports, demonstrates that organized crime networks remain active despite a decline in widely publicized cases. The Eastern District of New York described the operation as a structured network that required ongoing oversight and protection from competing groups. Authorities highlighted the case as an example of how traditional crime syndicates continue to engage in illegal enterprises and use intimidation as a means of control. The FBI's New York field office stated that while mafia-related cases may not dominate headlines as they once did, these organizations continue to operate behind the scenes. Officials pointed out that this case underscores how deeply entrenched organized crime remains, relying on established methods to generate illicit revenue. Among those who pleaded guilty was Anthony Villani, an alleged soldier in the Lucchese crime family. He acknowledged his involvement in racketeering, money laundering, and unlawful gambling. Under the terms of his plea deal, he must forfeit $4 million and could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. Villani managed Rhino Sports, an online gambling platform that used mafia associates as bookmakers. Operating primarily out of the Bronx and Westchester County, the business reportedly generated at least $1 million in annual revenue, with a weekly betting base ranging from 400 to 1,300 individuals. Intricate operations. Federal investigators detailed how additional defendants assisted in laundering gambling proceeds. They allegedly used funds from the betting operation to purchase fraudulent money orders under fictitious names. These money orders were then made out to one of Villani's real estate companies to give the appearance of legitimate rental transactions. Authorities built their case using extensive surveillance and financial analysis. Prosecutors noted that the illegal betting network had operated successfully for more than two decades, adapting to advances in technology while maintaining traditional mafia structures. They also indicated that illegal gambling remains a significant revenue source for organized crime, which relies on intimidation tactics to protect its interests. With five individuals now having entered guilty pleas, law enforcement confirmed that a sixth suspect remains on the run. Investigators are continuing to track additional leads related to the gambling operation and its possible connections to other criminal activities.